brushed over it, Jeremy, because you're a humble person, but I just want to talk about the attacks, because I know, and I had, you know, God, nowhere near as many attacks as you, times it by a million, if you are Jeremy Corbyn or, you know, Diane Abbott or any of the other kind of high profile people here in America and elsewhere, trying to strive for socialism. But what kind of effect does that take on the soul? Because, you know, obviously you go out there, like you get your strength from being a socialist, being part of a movement, you're advocating a different system. But day in, day out, you had people rubbishing not just your politics, but what kind of human you were.
After the election, the December election, I was tidying up my study at home here, and I chanced across the polling day edition of the Daily Mail, which I read. It was a wet afternoon, so what? So I read it. And at the end of it, I put the paper down, folded it, put it away. Thought, my God, that guy Corbyn is really evil. He's a totally evil individual. I would not want him living in my street. And it was like a sort of page after page of character assassination of an individual, which at one level is so ridiculous that it's sort of almost like a parody of itself. But then you realize that over years of denigrating individuals rather than dealing with the politics that they represent, it does have an effect on a group of people who are pretty much apolitical, and they choose to believe that to be more important rather than ending universal credit, investing in housing, or giving people decent wages.